Good morning.
大家早上好。
Before I start this morning, I would like for you to notice my shoes.
我想让大家看一下我的鞋子。
The reason I want you to notice them is that they match.
我想让你们注意到，因为我穿的是一双鞋。
Last time I was to speak here,
我上次在这里正道的时候，
I got up in the morning and put on my shoes.
我早上起来穿上鞋。
And as I was leaving, I realized they didn't match.
然后我出家门的时候发现我穿的不是同一双。
So I went back and changed.
所以我就回家又去换鞋。
But I was thinking about service.
但是我脑子里想的都是这个正道。
So when I changed them both.
所以当我换鞋的时候，我把两只脚都换了。
All of you who are very smart can figure out they still didn't match.
你们这些聪明人都能知道，其实换了之后两只脚还不是同一双。
But I didn't realize what I had done until I got here.
但是我不知道我做了什么，直到我来到这里的时候才意识到。
And then it was too late to go all the way back home and change the third time.
但是我都已经到这儿了，要再回去再换一次鞋已经太远，来不及了。
So I stood here last time preaching, hoping no one could see my shoes.
所以上次我在这里正道的时候，我就一直在想，希望大家不要注意到我的鞋子。
But this morning, my wife carefully checked.
但今天早上，我太太特别仔细地检查过了。
Make sure that my shoes match.
她确定我这两只脚穿的是同一双鞋。
So please notice my shoes today.
所以大家今天要注意我穿上鞋。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear God, as we go into this week leading up to Easter,
主啊，让我们当我们进到这一周，接下来要有这个复活节。
We want to remember how much you loved us.
我们想要记住你多爱我们。
Your great sacrifice for us.
你为我们所做的那伟大的奉献。
We ask this morning that you would speak to us.
主啊，我求你今天早上对我们说话。
And help us to hear your voice.
帮助我们听到你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. For the last 3 months, I have talked to you about discipleship.
在过去的三个月，我都在给大家分享关于门徒的事情。
I've tried to call you to surrendering your life completely to His control.
我一再的呼召大家说，你们要完全的将自己的生命降服在他的面前。
But I find that many people are afraid of that.
但我发现好像很多人很惧怕这件事情。
They're hesitant to give complete control of their life to God.
他们好像很犹豫，不愿把自己生命完全的主权交在神的手里。
Some of them are like a student that I taught.
有些人就像我曾经教过的学生一样。
Who said, I'm afraid that if I give my life completely to God and He knows what I really enjoy doing, He'll never let me do it again.
他说，如果我真的把自己的生命主权完全交给神，他知道我最喜欢、最想要做的是什么事情的话，他也许就再也不让我做这件事情了。
Her picture of God was of someone who wants to make your life miserable.
他脑海中的这个神的图像是一位想让你的生活过得很难、很困难的神。
Who tries to take away everything that you will enjoy.
好像这一位神会拿去你所享受的所有东西。
Other people's picture of God is the Christian life is as a business deal.
还有的人，他们脑海中的神或者他们脑海中的基督徒的生活像是一场生意。
I want to be a Christian so God will give good things to me.
说我想要成为一个基督徒，因为这样的话神就会给我好东西。
One church member said to me, I have figured out something really good.
然后曾经有一位会众就对我说，哎，我终于知道了这个好消息。
He said, I'm starting a new business.
我要决定开始一个新的这个事业。
And so from now on, I'm going to pay tithe to God.10% to God.
所以从现在起我就要做这个十一奉献。
And that way God will have to bless my business because the only way He'll get any money is if I make more.
所以如果我这样做十一奉献的话，神就一定会祝福我的生意的。因为如果神要拿到这十分之一的钱，就必须要让我能挣更多的钱。
This man just thought the Christian life is sort of a business deal.
然后这个人他就把基督徒的生活想做是一场生意。
Neither of these see the beauty of being a disciple of Jesus.
但是他们这两个人都没有意识到做基督的门徒是一件多么美好的事情。
As I've thought about why is it that we are so hesitant to give control of our life to God?
当我在想我们为什么犹豫着不愿把自己的生活完全的交给神的时候，
I think that very often it's that we don't understand how much he loves us.
我想很多时候是因为我们不明白神有多么的爱我们。
That he's not looking for a business deal.
他在看的并不是一场生意。
He is certainly not looking to make us unhappy.
他也不是想让我们不开心。
He loves us deeply.
他深深地爱着我们。
And it should be easy for us to surrender our life to someone who loves us that much.
让我们把自己降服在一个如此爱我们的神手中，应该是很容易的。
And so this morning I want to talk to you about John 3:16.
所以今天早上我想要跟大家分享约翰福音三章十六节。
And then I want to try to begin tracing the love of God through the Bible.
然后我想要向大家展示整本圣经中神对世人的爱。
I'm going to share many different scriptures with you this morning.
今天早上我会和大家分享很多不同的经节。
You can look them all up or you can just listen to me read them.
你也可以一边听一边来查这些经节，或者就听我来念。
But I want to start with John 3:16.
但是我想从约翰福音三章十六节开始。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In Romans 12.Paul says to us, I appeal to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
在罗马书第十二章说到，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
We often talk about that, giving your lives as a sacrifice to God.
我们常常讲到将身体献上，当作活祭。
But very often I think we skip over the part that he says, I appeal...By the mercies of God.
但是我们常常忽略他说我以神的慈悲劝你们。
We're not surrendering to an enemy who has defeated us.
我们不是向一位已经战胜了我们的仇敌来投降。
We're surrendering to a God who loves us beyond our imagination.
我们是向着一位爱我们超乎我们想象的神来降服。
And so this morning I want to try to show youHow deeply he loves us when he calls us to surrender to him.
所以我今天早上想要跟大家分享，当他呼召我们降服于他的时候，神是如何的爱我们。
Let me start in Genesis 3.
让我们从创世纪第三章开始。
God has created a perfect world.
神造了一个完美的世界。
A world without sin.
那个世界没有罪。
A world without pain.
没有痛苦。
And especially wonderful, a world without mosquitoes.
特别美好的是这个世界还没有蚊子。
Each evening, he walks in the garden with Adam and Eve.
每天晚上他耶和华都在园中与亚当夏娃一起行走。
There is this perfect, beautiful friendship between God and man.
在神和人之间有这样完好完美的友谊。
There's only one law.
只有一个律法需要遵守。
But in our stubborn determination to have our own will.
但是在我们固执的心里，我们要按照我们自己的意思做事情。
We break God's law.
我们还是破坏了神这唯一的律法。
And that's what Adam and Eve do.
这就是亚当和夏娃所做的。
And so this fellowship with God is broken.
所以这种与神同行的关系被破碎了。
Now at that point.
在那个时候。
God could be perfectly just and say, "You broke my law."
在那个时候，神可以完全很公义的说，你破坏了我的律法。
You rebelled against my command.
你违背了我的这个命令。
So I am going to throw you out of the garden.
所以我要把你们赶出园子去。
And I am leaving you on your own.
我要让你们自生自灭。
You broke the world that I created.
你们破坏了我所造的这个世界。
I'm leaving.
所以我就跟你们说再见了。
But God so loved the world.
但是神如此的爱世人。
Yes, there is a penalty to sin.
是的，罪是有代价的。
Yes, he must cast them out of the garden.
是的，神必须要将他们赶出园子去。
But he loves us.
但是他爱我们。
And so he comes down into the garden that night.
所以那天晚上他来到园中。
And he cries out, Adam, where are you?
他喊道，亚当，你在哪里？
Now I can remember hearing sermons about this verse.
我能想起来我之前听到有人正道讲到这节经文。
That I heard God's judgment.
我听到说神的审判。
Adam, where are you?
很凶的说，亚当，你在哪里？
What have you done?
你看你都干了什么？
And yes, there is judgment in this.
是的，这中间是有审判的。
But as I was reading this a few weeks ago,
但是几周前，当我在读这节经文的时候，
I don't think that it is a tone of judgment.
我不觉得这个是一个审判的语气。
I think he said this.In the tone of a broken heart.
我想他神这么说的时候是带着一个心碎的语气在说。
A heart of love.
是一颗蛮有爱的语气。
Adam, Adam, where are you?
亚当亚当你在哪儿啊？
Why have you rejected me?
你为什么拒绝我？
Why have you turned against me?
你为什么转离我？
This is the voice of a God who so loved the world.
这是那一位如此爱世人的神的声音。
And so even in that time of judgment, he begins to restore the relationship between God and man.
所以即使在那样子的审判当中，神就开始重塑人和神之间的关系。
He so loved the world that he could not leave them alone in their sin.
神如此的爱世人，他不能让人们独自的陷在罪中。
He could not leave them alone with no hope.
他也不能让人们陷在罪中没有盼望。
And so he begins the process of restoring the relationship between God and us.
所以神开始了重塑神与人之间关系的这个过程。
We come on to Genesis chapter 6.
我们看到创世纪第六章。
And we read this very sad verse.
我们读到一节特别让人伤心的经文。
Genesis 6 verse 6, the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth.
说耶和华就后悔造人在地上。
We had become so wicked that it says God was sorry he ever made us.
我们是如此的悖谬不听话，以至于神会觉得后悔造人在世上。
It tells us in that chapter that all man thought about was how to do evil.
在那一节中说到，世人眼中所想的都是如何行恶。
And God looks down and he is sorry that he has created us.
所以当神俯瞰这个世界的时候，他就感到后悔，后悔造人在地上。
But even there, we see a picture of God's love.
但即使在那里，我们也看到了一幅神的爱的画面。
Because look at the rest of the verse.
你看那一句经文的后半句。
The Lord regretted that he had made man.
说耶和华就后悔造人在地上。
And it grieved him to his heart.
他心中忧伤。
It grieves him, it breaks his heart.
这个让他伤心，让他心碎。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he feels such love for the people he has created.
因为他对他所造的这些人有如此深的爱。
Long ago in college, I read the myths about the Greek gods.
很久以前在大学时期，我读过希腊诸神的神话。
The Greek gods get angry when the people they've made disobey them.
当这些希腊的神所造的这些人不听他的话的时候，这些希腊的神会变得很愤怒。
The Greek gods feel anger at us.
这些希腊的神对我们是蛮有怒气的。
But never in the Greek myths do we read about those gods feeling sorrow about our disobedience.
但是当我们读那些希腊神话的时候，从来不会读到说那些希腊的神对人感到后悔或者忧伤。
They feel anger, but...Their hearts aren't broken for us.
他们会感到愤怒，但是他们不会对我们心碎。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they don't love us.
因为他们不爱我们。
They have nothing invested in us.
他们对我们没有任何的投入。
But God loved us so much that our rebellion broke his heart.
但是神如此的爱我们，所以我们的背叛伤了他的心。
Once again in Genesis 6, God could have said, I'm done.
在 创世纪第六章，神也可以说，哎，好了，就这样吧。
I'm going to destroy the world. I'm over. It's over.
都结束了，我要把这个世界摧毁掉。
But God is a God of love.
但神是一位蛮有爱的神。
And He sees one man who responds to that love.
他看到有一个人回应了他的爱。
And a God who loves us says.
然后这一位如此爱人的神说。
If there's even one man who will respond to my love, I'm going to start again with him.
说哪怕只有一个人回应我的爱，我也会从他开始重新来过。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God so loved.
因为神如此的爱世人。
We move a few chapters further, chapter 12 of Genesis.
我们往下看几章，到创世纪第十二章。
After Noah and the flood, man has again rebelled.
在挪亚的后人再一次背叛神之后。
By Genesis 12, men are scattered all over the world. We worship idols. We live in rebellion.
在创世纪第十二章，人四散在各地，他们拜各样的偶像，他们背叛神。
We do not seek God.
我们不寻求神。
But the God who so loved the world.
但是这一位如此爱世人的神。
He steps into a family of idol worshippers.
他来到一位拜偶像的人家中。
The father is Terah.
来到这个塔拉家中。
And God says to Terah's son Abraham.
然后神对塔拉的儿子亚伯拉罕说。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
十二章第二节。
Abraham, I will make of you a great nation.
我必叫你成为大国。
I will bless you. I will make your name great.
我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。
And here's what I want you to hear.
我想让你们听到。
And in you, all families of the earth will be blessed.
说地上的万族都要因你得福。
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕啊。
I haven't given up.
我还没有放弃。
I love humanity too much to abandon them.
我太爱世人了，我不能放弃他们。
And so Abraham, I've chosen you.
所以亚伯兰啊，我拣选你。
And through your descendants, I'm going to send a redeemer who will offer salvation to all nations.
借着你的后裔，我会提供一位救世主，一位赎罪者，他会拯救万国。
God so loved that he refuses to give up.
神是如此的爱世人，他拒绝说放弃我们。
We move to Exodus.
然后我们。
Now some of you are good at math.
出埃及记，也许有些人数学很好。
Some of you are good at math.
也许你们有些人数学。
And I've already seen you back there with your pencil.
我看到你们后面有些人已经开始拿着笔了。
66 books.
一共有66卷书。
15 minutes in Genesis.
我们在这个创世纪花了15分钟。
I'm going to miss lunch.
我今天可能要错过午餐了。
I'm going to miss supper.
可能晚餐也赶不上了。
And I'm going to miss tomorrow's breakfast.
甚至明天的早餐都别想了。
Be encouraged. I'll move quicker after Genesis.
不要担心啊，创世纪之后我会讲得快一些。
But we come to Exodus.
但我们来到出埃及记。
Israel is traveling through the desert.
以色列人在沙漠中穿行。
And God commands Moses to build a tabernacle in the center of the camp.
上帝让摩西在营地的中间建一个会幕。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because God loves his people and he wants to be with them.
因为神爱他的子民，他想要在他们中间。
He's not a far away God who looks down on us from above.
他不是一位远远的高高在上的神，从上面俯视着我们众人。
He wants to be in the center of his people.
他想要在他子民的中间。
He is the God who so loved.
因为他是那位如此爱世人的神。
As my children are grown, I understand this more.
我的孩子们都长大了以后，我越来越明白这一点。
Because Sue and I look forward to times when we get to be together with our children.
因为我太太和我都很期待能跟和孩子在一起的时间。
It doesn't really matter what we're doing, we just like to be together.
我们做什么并不重要，我们只是很喜欢待在一起。
This past Christmas was the Christmas that they were with their in-laws.
然后过去的这个圣诞节，他们各自都在自己的这个婆婆家或者是岳父岳母家过节。
And so Christmas wasn't very exciting at our house.
所以 过去这个圣诞节对我们来说就不是很兴奋。
I think we already had the tree down before Christmas.
甚至在这个圣诞节之前，我们把圣诞树都已经拆掉了。
And we spent Christmas Sue cleaning the house and me studying.
然后圣诞节当天，我太太就在打扫房间，然后我们就在学习。
You see.But it's thrilling when we get to be together.
但是当我们和孩子在一起的时候，就是非常的开心，非常的激动。
Why?
为什么呢？
We love our children and we want to be with them.
因为我们爱我们的孩子，我们想要跟他们在一起。
And God so loved.
但神如此的爱世人。
That He says in Exodus, I want to be in the middle of the camp.
然后在出埃及记中，他就说，我想要在你们这个营地的中间。
I want to dwell with you. I want to travel with you. You are my people. I love you.
我想要和你们同住，我想要和你们同行。你们是我们的，你们是我的子民，我爱你们。
We come to Leviticus.
我们来到利未记。
My students say to me, "Oh, that's a terrible book. Don't make us read it. It's so boring."
然后我的学生跟我说，哎呀，这利未记太无聊了，可千万不要让我们读这卷书。
All those sacrifices, all those details.
所有都是关于献祭，关于那些细节。
But Leviticus is a picture of the God who so loved us.
但是利未记其实是一位如此爱我们的神的这样的。
You see, He is a holy God. He cannot close His eyes to our sin.
你看到吗？他是一位圣洁的神，他不能闭着眼睛不看我们的罪。
He cannot be holy and ignore our rebellion.
他不能在成为圣洁的同时，也完全忽视我们的叛逆。
He knows sin requires death, a sacrifice.
他知道罪的工价是死。罪的赎价是要献祭。
And so he says, I love you enough, I'm going to provide a system of sacrifices to atone for your sin.
然后神就说，我如此的爱你们，所以我要为你们提供这样一个献祭的体系，让你们可以献上这样的赎罪祭。
I'm going to provide a way for you to come back.
我要为你们提供一条路，让你们能够回来。
Out of all the sacrifices in Leviticus, my favorite,is what's called the peace offering.
在利未记提到的所有的献祭当中，我最喜欢的是叫做平安祭的。
You see, for most of the offerings, they cut up the animal and they burned it on the altar.
你看，大多数的献祭，他们都是把这个动物杀了，然后在坛上焚烧。
But the peace offering is different. It was very special.
但这个平安祭是不一样的，它很特别。
The peace offering.
这个平安祭,
After they had already burned the burnt offering and the sin offering,
在他们献过燔祭, 献过赎罪祭之后,
Now they were ready for the peace offering.
他们就预备好要做这个平安祭。
And in the peace offering, they cooked the meat on the altar.
然后在这个献平安祭的过程中，他们在这个坛上把这些肉都做熟。
And then they sat down to eat.
然后他们坐下来开始一起吃。
The priest represented God.
那一个代表神的祭司。
And the person who had brought the offering, they sat down together.
和那些带着这些祭品来的这些人，他们同坐在一起。
They had a meal together.
然后他们一起吃这顿饭。
And this represented restoration of their relationship.
然后这个其实就代表了这种关系的重塑。
You see, if Dr. Wingham and I had a disagreement,
你看到，比如说我和这个温牧师有一个不同意见。
I always have to clarify. I said if we didn't.
我说的是如果啊，我们其实没有不同意见。
But if we had a disagreement,
如果我们有彼此不和
，and we really had some hard words,
我们说了很多很伤人的话。
And now we don't feel very comfortable around each other.
然后我们现在可能彼此在见面的时候就感觉不会那么舒服了。
And maybe one of us would come to the other and say, you know, I'm sorry.
或许有一个人会来到另外一个人面前说，哎，不好意思。
I was too hard.
我说的话太重了。
Please forgive me.
请原谅我。
That would be okay.
这样说是可以的。
But maybe still I'm a little bit afraid to see him.
但是我可能心里还是有点害怕要再见到他。
He forgave me.
他原谅了我。
But I'm still a little embarrassed. I'm ashamed.
但是我还是会有这种羞愧感，还是会有这种尴尬的感觉。
But if he calls me.
但如果他给我打电话。
And he says, you know, I found a new Chinese restaurant that's really good.
然后他说，哎，你知道吗？我发现一个新的中餐馆特别棒。
Could you and I go there and have supper together?
我们能不能一起去那儿吃晚餐呢?
That meal means
那那顿饭它意味着什么呢？
I don't need to be ashamed anymore.
意味着我不需要再感到羞愧。
I don't need to be afraid.
我也不需要再害怕。
Everything is okay.
这所有的事情都和好了。
We can eat together now.
我们现在可以坐在同一个桌子上吃饭了。
That was the peace offering.
那就是那个平安祭。
The peace offering said we're having a meal with our heavenly Father.
这个平安祭意思就是说我们与我们的天父共享这一餐。
Condemnation, guilt, shame, it's all gone.
不再有罪，不再有定罪。
Why? Because God so loved that he was willing to eat with us.
为什么呢？因为神如此的爱世人，他愿意与我们同桌进餐。
Let me go to Deuteronomy.
让我来到生命记。
It's the end of Moses' life.
这是在摩西这个生命的最后。
He reviews the law with the people of Israel.
他和以色列人重新回顾了神的律法。
He says, this is God's plan for you.
他说这是神对你们的计划。
Deuteronomy chapter 30.
在生命记第30章。
Verse 11.
第11节。
This commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you.
我今日所吩咐你的诫命不是你难行的。
It is not far off.
也不是离你远的。
Verse 14,
14节
The word is very near you.
这话却离你甚近。
It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you can do it.
就在你口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行。
He said, this is not the law of an angry God who wants to make you miserable.
摩西说，这个并不是一位愤怒的神的律法，想要你的生活过得很糟。
This is the law of a God who loves you.
这是一位如此爱你的神的律法。
And has given you the law that will make your life most fulfilled.
他给你这样子的律法，让你的生活可以更过得充实。
But then after he describes how beautiful this law is.
但是在摩西刚刚描述了这个律法有多么美好之后。
He goes on.
摩西继续说。
And Moses' heart is broken.
这个时候摩西是很心碎的。
Chapter 31, verse 27.
在31章27节
I know how rebellious and stubborn you are.
我知道你们是悖逆的。
I know that after my death you will turn aside from the way I have commanded you.
我知道我死后你们必然偏离我所吩咐你们的道。
And in the days to come, evil will come to you because you will do what is evil.
因为你们所做的是甚恶，所以日后必有祸患会临到你们。
Moses says,
摩西说
God is the God who loved you so much that he gave you a law that would guide your life in the very best way.
说神是一位如此爱你们的神，他给你们这样子的律法，让这个律法可以最好的指引你们的生活。
But he says, I know what's going to happen.
但是我也知道接下来会发生什么。
You're going to turn against the God who loves you.
你们会转离这一位如此爱你们的神。
It's over 3,000 years later.
所以在三千年之后。
And what Moses said is still true.
摩西当年所说的还是真的。
We hear God's law.
我们听到神的律法。
We see his love.
我们看到神的爱。
And we turn away.
我们依旧转离。
And this morning I want to ask you how.
今天早上我想要来问大家。
How can you turn away from a God who loves you this much?
你怎么能够转离这一位如此爱你的神？
How can you refuse to surrender your life to the mercies of a God who loved this much?
你如何能够拒绝一位如此爱你的神所施的怜悯？
How can you break the heart of a God who sees pride and rebellion when we refuse to walk in his path?
你如何能伤这样一位神的心，当他看到我们偏离他偏行己路的时候，他忧伤。
He's the God who loved.
因为他是那位爱我们的神。
But I want to move quickly to the historical books and show you what happens to Israel.
我想很快地来到历史书，让大家看看以色列发生了什么。
Moses says to them, God has given you this beautiful law.
摩西对他们说，神给了你们这个非常美好的律法。
But I know that you're stubborn and you're going to walk your own way.
但是我知道你们是固执的，你们会偏行己路。
And so we move forward. God brings Israel into Canaan, a beautiful, beautiful land.
所以我们接下来看到神带以色列人进到迦南，一片非常美好的地。
He is their king.
他亲自做他们的王。
A king who loves them. He doesn't treat them as servants, he treats them as children. But Israel, in their pride and their stubbornness, they say, we want a king like other nations. God had said to them, you are my treasured possession.
神对他们说,
you are my special people. And they say no.
他们说不,
we want a king like other nations. A king who cares only for himself. And so Israel rejects God as their king. They go their own way. And in the very first king, King Saul, they began to suffer the consequences of their decision. Saul cares more about his own wealth than he cares for the nation. He cares more for his own desires than the needs of the nation. He follows his own path, not God's path. And again, God would be perfectly just if he said, all right, go your own way.
所以神可以在完全的公义中说，好吧，你就走自己的路吧。
I offered to take care of you and you refused.
我说我要照顾你，你拒绝了我。So
I'm leaving you alone.
所以我就把你们自己抛在那里了。But
God is the God who loves.
但是神是一位如此爱世人的神。
He doesn't leave them alone.
所以也没有撇下他们不管。2
Samuel 7.
在, 撒母耳记下第七章,
the prophet comes to David.
先知来到大卫面前,
and he gives him one of the great promises of the Old Testament. David, I'm going to establish your kingdom.
说,大卫啊,
I'm going to establish your family on the throne. I'm going to establish you in this land. And then he gives the most beautiful part of the promise. My mercy will never depart.
说,
yes, if you disobey me, I must discipline you.
是的,如果你背叛我,
but my mercy will not depart.
但是我的慈爱不会离开。
This word that is translated mercy is one of the most beautiful words in the Old Testament.
这个被翻译作慈爱的这个词,在旧约当中是一个非常美好的字眼。
The Hebrew word there is far beyond our little word mercy.
这个希伯来文这个词所包含的意思远远超过我们现在说的慈爱。
You see, when I think of mercy, I think of a teacher giving a D to a student who deserves an F.
你知道吗?当我想到这个慈爱或者怜悯的时候,我想到的是老师给一个本应该不及格的学生一个勉强及格的分数。
A parent grounding a child who deserves a spanking. That's mercy.
然后这个本应该被打一顿的孩子,大人没有打,这个就叫怜悯。
Giving a second chance to a child who breaks curfew, that's mercy.
在这个宵禁之后,晚回家的孩子给他们第二次的机会,这个就是怜悯。
But this word goes far beyond that.
但是希伯来文这个字眼包含的意思远比这个深。
It is loving, eternal, everlasting mercy.
是满有慈爱的永恒的怜悯。
More than anyone we've heard about, David knows what that means.
大卫明确地知道这是什么意思。
2 Samuel 11.
在, 撒母耳记下11章,
David should be in the field fighting the battle with his soldiers. Instead, he's at home.
大卫本该和他的战士们一起在战场上,但是他却在自己的家里。
He commits adultery with Bathsheba.
然后他和这个别十八犯了奸淫的罪。
And then in order to hide his sin, he murdered, has her husband murdered in cold blood.
然后为了遮掩自己的罪过,他冷血地杀害了这别十八的, 丈夫。
And God could say to David,
神本可以对大卫说,
that's the end.
这就是终点,
I made you all these promises.
说你知道我这所有的应许。
I lifted you up from being a shepherd to the king.
你本是一个牧羊人, 我让你能够成为一个国王。
I took care of you.
我照顾你。
And look at what you have done.
你看你都做了什么。
But God so loved David.
但是如此爱大卫的神。
That he sends a prophet.
差遣一位先知。
To say David.
对大卫说。
You may be the king.
说大卫你或许是那个王。
But you are guilty.
但你确实犯了罪。
David's heart is broken.
大卫的心碎了。
As he realizes what he has done to the God who loved him.
当他意识到他对这一位爱他的神所做的。
As he realizes he has sinned against the God who put him on the throne.
他意识到他得罪了那一位让他坐在宝座上的神。
As he realizes he has ignored this God of everlasting mercy.
他意识到他忽视了这一位有永恒慈爱的神。
He knows that he is guilty.
他知道他自己犯了罪。
Of murder.
他犯了谋杀的罪。
He knows that he has no right to expect any forgiveness.
他知道他没有权利得到任何的原谅。
But he also knows that God so loved the world.
但是他也知道神是一位如此爱世人的神。
And so David prays this prayer.
所以大卫做了这样的祷告。
Psalm 51.
在诗篇51篇。
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。
A broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
说神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
David knows that God loves so much that he will not turn away anyone who comes to him in true repentance.
大卫知道神如此的爱世人，他不会转离一个真诚真心的来到神的面前要悔改的人。
And 3,000 years later, that is still true.
3,000 年之后，这依旧是真的。
As long as you have any desire for God,
如果你有任何对神的期望，对神的盼望，
that is God drawing you to himself.
那其实是神自己将你带到他的面前。
And nothing you have done will cause him to reject you when you come to him in repentance.
你所做的任何事情都不会让他在你真诚地来到他面前悔改的时候拒绝你。
We could go all through Israel's history.
我们可以看整个以色列人的历史。
Be encouraged, I'm not going to do that this morning.
大家放心，我今天不会讲整篇的历史的。
But all through their history, we see the love of this God.
但是在他们整个的历史当中，我们看到这一位蛮有爱的神。
Read through 1st and 2nd Kings.
在你去读这个列王记上下
，and you will see 900 years，
你会看到有900年的时间
，of repeated rebellion。
那900年中，大家一次，人们一次一次的背
叛神 ，over and over，
一次又一次
，God sending the prophets，
神差遣先知
，saying I love you，
说我爱你们
，come back to me，
回转向我
，and time after time after time， Israel going her own way。
但一次又一次的以色列还是走自己的路。
But God doesn't give up on them.
但是神并没有放弃他们。
He still loves us.
神依旧爱我们。
But let me go quickly to the prophetic books.
但让我很快地来到先知书。
I'm skipping a bunch. Sometime I may come back.
我跳过了很大一部分，以后可能有机会再回来讲。
But I know you want lunch.
但我知道你们都想吃午饭。
So let me come to the prophets.
所以让我们来看先知书。
Now when you think of the prophets,
你们当你们想到先知的时候
，You probably think of a man with, you know, a long beard.
你们或许脑海中想的是一个人
standing on the corner saying judgment is coming.
然后站在角落说审判就要来了。
And you may not think of mercy at all.
那个时候你或许压根都不会想到怜悯。
But the prophets come to preach God's mercy.
但是那些先知来是要来讲神的。
Let me give you a couple examples. Isaiah.
让我给你们几个例子，在以赛亚书
中。For 39 chapters in Isaiah, he preaches God is bringing judgment because of our rebellion.
在以赛亚书中有39章的篇幅都是在讲，因为我们的叛逆，神会带来审判。
But then Isaiah 40 begins with these beautiful words.
但是在以赛亚书第40章开篇是这样很美好的字眼。
Comfort, comfort.My people, says your God.
说你们要安慰，安慰我的百姓。
Speak tenderly to Jerusalem.
要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话。
Cry to her that her warfare is ended, her sin is pardoned.
又向她宣告说她征战的日子已经满了，她的罪赦免了。
Isaiah says, the exile is over.
以赛亚说流亡已经结束了。
I am bringing my people home.
我要把我的子民带回家。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God so loved that even in judgment, he is merciful.
因为神是一位如此爱世人的神，即使在审判当中，他也是蛮有怜悯。
One of the most beautiful pictures of this is Isaiah 53.
最美好的一个场景就是在以赛亚书中53章。
Starting at verse 4.
从第四节开始。
He describes what Jesus is going to do on the cross.
他描绘了主耶稣要在十字架上所经历的。
He describes the events that happened this week, Easter week.
他描述的就是在这一周复活节前这一周所发生的事情。
He says God is going to send one, and this is what He's going to do.
他说神会差遣一位，而这一位他会做这样的事情。
He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
Verse 5, He was pierced for our transgressions.
说他为我们的过犯受害，为我们
的罪孽压伤。He was crushed for our iniquities.
他为我们的罪孽压伤。
On him was the chastisement that brought us peace.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
With his wounds, we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Jesus did all of that. He carried our penalty.
主耶稣做了那所有的一切，他为我们付了那个赎价。
And then Isaiah says this.
然后以赛亚说
All we like sheep have gone astray.
说我们都如羊走迷。
We have turned every one of us
his
own way.
个人偏行己路，我们每一个人都偏行己路。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
所以耶和华使我们众人的罪都归在他身上。
He says we are like sheep that have gone astray.
然后这里说我们都如羊走迷。
Now please understand, this is not a cute little lamb that accidentally wanders off.
你要知道这里说的不是一个可爱的小羊羔不小心的从羊群中走失了。
This is we deliberately, we stubbornly turned away from God's path and went our own way.
而是我们固执的，我们执拗的转离了神的道，要走自己的路。
We were lost because we chose to do our own way.
我们如羊走迷是因为我们选择要按着自己的方式来走。
And what did God do?
那神做了什么呢？
He doesn't say, you went your own path, you're lost, too bad.
神没有说，哦，好，你走你自己的路，你走迷了，那好吧。
Instead,
而是
the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Let me just have a minute to explain that phrase.
让我就花一点时间来解释这个。
The Lord has laid on him.
说神使这个都归在他的身上。
It means this.
它意味着什么呢？
Someone is being beat up.
就是正在有人被击打。
And someone else steps in between and takes the beating on themselves.
然后有一个人介入到中间，然后承受了这所有的击打。
And Isaiah says,
然后以赛亚说
Because of our sin, we were under Satan's attack.
因为我们的罪，我们都是被这个撒旦所攻击的。
It was our own fault.
这是我们自己的错。
We were about to be destroyed by Satan because of our sin.
因为我们的罪，我们将会被撒旦击毁。
And God sent his son.
而神差他的爱子
to step in between us
站在我们当中
and take the blows on himself
然后亲自的承担了所有的攻击。
Why would God do this?
神为什么这么做呢？
Because he is the God who so loved
因为他是一位如此爱世人的神。
But I have to show you one more picture from the prophets.
但我还要再向大家展示先知书中的另外一个场景。
It may be the most amazing of all of them.
这或许是这所有当中最神奇的。
Because it is a picture of God's mercy on some of the worst people in the world.
因为这是神对或许是这个世界上最糟糕的人所展示的怜悯。
The Assyrian army was one of the most vicious armies in the world.
这个亚述的这个军队是这个世界上最残酷残忍的军队。
They were trained to be cruel and unmerciful to their enemies.
他们被训练要对他们的仇敌很残酷很冷漠。
And God says to Jonah,
所以神对约拿说
Go and preach to Nineveh.
说去尼尼微传我的信息。
The capital of Assyria.
尼尼微城就是亚述的首都。
The most vicious people in the world. I want you to preach to them.
我想要让你对他们传福音，他们是这个世界上最可怕的这一群人。
And Jonah responds like I would have responded.
所以约拿的反应就好像我也会这么反应一样。
I don't want to preach to them.
我可不想向他们传福音。
And Jonah isn't afraid they'll kill him.
约拿并不是害怕这些人会杀了他。
He's afraid they will repent.
他其实害怕这些人会悔改
and that God will have mercy on them.
因为他们一旦悔改，神就会怜悯他们。
And Jonah doesn't want God to have mercy on Assyria.
但是约拿他不想让神对亚述人有这样的怜悯。
But Jonah knows that God is the God who loved.
但约拿知道神是一位爱世人的神。
And he says, I know what's going to happen.
他说我知道会发生什么。
If I go preach to them and they repent, God is going to have mercy on them.
说如果我去那里传信息他们悔改神一定会怜悯他们的
And so he runs the other direction.
所以他就朝反方向逃走了
You know the story, 3 days in the belly of a fish.
你就知道接下来的故事他在鱼腹中待了三天
And he finally goes to preach to Nineveh.
然后最后还是去到尼尼微城
But listen to his sermon.
但你听他这个正道他这个信息是怎么说的呢
He walks through the city preaching.
他又在城中走
And this is his entire sermon.
他整个正道信息就是这句
Over and over he yells
一次一次的他喊着说
Yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown
就是再等40日尼尼微必倾覆了
That's it
就这么一句话
Nothing about God's mercy
他没有讲神的怜悯
No offer of repentance
也没有提到这个悔改的可能
40 days from now you're going to be destroyed
再过40天你们就都被毁坏了
Next street 40 days from now and you're going to be destroyed
然后走到下一街继续说再过40天你们就要都被摧毁了
Next street 40 days from now and you're going to be destroyed That's it
然后再走一条街再过40日你被必倾覆了就这么说
I think he wants to hide any possibility of hope
我想可能约拿想要隐藏哪怕就一线的希望
He doesn't want them to repent
他不想让这些尼尼微人悔改
But the king
但是这个尼尼微的王
A pagan
他是一个异教徒
Somehow knows something about God that Jonah doesn't tell him.
好像知道一些某种方式知道一些约拿并没有告诉他的关于这一位神的事情。
He covers himself in sackcloth and ashes, the clothes of repentance.
他用麻布和灰尘遮盖自己，做这个悔改的标记。
He quits eating.
他也禁食。
And he tells the people to fast and repent.
他也要求他的子民禁食要悔改。
And listen to what the king says.
你听这个王说了什么呢?
God may, perhaps, he will turn from his fierce anger so that we do not perish.
说或者神转意后悔不发烈怒使我们不至灭亡也未可知。
A pagan king who has no Bible.
这个异教徒的王他没有圣经。
A king who worships idols.
他是一位拜偶像的王。
Somehow inside knows that God loved the world.
不知怎么他就里面好像知道说神如此的爱世人。
And he says.
然后他说。
Perhaps. If he sees our repentance. He will have mercy on us.
说或许如果神看到我们的悔改他会对我们施怜悯。
Romans 12, Paul said, I call you, I appeal to you to surrender your life.
在罗马书第十二章中保罗说 我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭。
Not to an enemy general,
不是对一个你仇敌的这个将军
but to a loving father.
而是对一位慈爱的父。
It is the surrender of a child who says, Father, I know you love me.
这是一个孩子对父亲说父亲啊我知道你爱我
I know that you know what is best for me
我知道你明白什么对我是最好的
And so I surrender myself to you.
所以我完全地降服在你的面前。
Knowing you will always do what is for my good.
因为我知道你永远都会为着我的益处而行。
A couple months ago, I visited a former student who is in jail.
几个月之前我去监狱里拜访一位我之前的学生。
He grew up in a Christian home.
他成长在一个基督徒的家庭。
Went to a Christian school.
然后也去上基督徒的大学。
He knows better.
他知道很多。
Of course, he was my student. I told him.
他是我的学生，我都教过他了，所以他知道很多。
But for 25 years,
但是在25年里,
he has rebelled. He's gone his own way.
他走自己的路，他背叛神。
Now he's in jail.
然后他现在在监狱里。
I went in to see him.
然后我就去探访他。
Ready to give up on him.
我都差不多要放弃他了。
We've talked about this over and over.
我们谈这个事情谈了太多次。
And he won't listen.
他就是不听。
I got there and found out he's ready to give up.
我到那儿的时候发现他好像也要放弃了。
He looked at me and said this.
他就看着我说
I want to ask you to pray for me.
说我想请你为我祷告。
But I don't deserve another chance.
但是我好像压根都不配得再有一次的机会。
And I sat there thinking about what he'd said.
我坐在那儿就想他所说的。
Finally I said, you're right.
然后后来我说，你说的对。
You don't deserve another chance.
你确实不配有再一次的机会。
But God so loved the world.
但是神如此的爱世人。
That he gave his son.
他将他的独生子赐下。
To give you another chance.
让你有再一次的机会。
Even when you don't deserve it.
甚至是在你即使是你不配得这样子的机会，他也再给你一次机会。
You see, I know that's true.
你知道吗？我知道这是真的。
Because I grew up in a Christian home.
因为我也长在一个基督徒的家庭。
My father was a pastor.
我的父亲曾是一个牧师。
I knew better.
我也很有知识。
And no, I didn't end up in prison.
我最后没有走到这个监狱里。
But I can remember the day I looked in a mirror and said.
但是我还记得有一天我。看着镜子里的自己说
Randy, you don't deserve another chance.
说麦仁德啊你真是不配再有一次机会
You know what God's word says and you just keep falling back into the same sins.
你明知道神的话但是你一次一次的落入同样的罪中
And the God who so loved the world
但是神如此的爱世人
stepped down that day.
那一天来到我面前
And not because I deserved it.
并不是因为我配得
But because of his love.
而是因为他的爱
He drew me home. He drew me home.
他把我带回了家
This week is what we call Holy Week.
这一周我们叫预备期
The week of Jesus' arrest, crucifixion.
因为在这一周的周末就纪念主耶稣的被捕和复活。
And I want to give you some homework for Holy Week.
所以我想在这一周给大家一些家庭作业。
I want to ask you this week to read John chapter 12 through chapter 20.
我想让大家这个星期来读约翰福音第十二到二十章。
Read the story of Jesus' last days here.
我们来读主耶稣在这地上的最后的时光
Read about his suffering
读他所受的苦
And realize that everything he suffered
要意识到他所受的这一切的苦
He suffered because of love
是他这样受苦是因为着爱
Jesus did not I'm sorry Pilate did not take Jesus' life
并不是这个本丢比拉多取了耶稣的性命
The Jewish leaders did not take Jesus' life
这些犹太的领袖也没有取耶稣的性命。
Instead, God so loved that he gave his son.
而是神如此的爱世人，以至于他赐下他的独生爱子。
And as you read those chapters, understand that.
在你读这些章节的时候，请你明白。
Jesus gave his life.
是主耶稣自己献上自己的生命。
Out of love.
是完全的出于爱。
And so if you're a believer,
所以如果你是一个基督徒,
but you still struggle to surrender some areas in your life,
然后在你生活的某一些方面你依旧很挣扎没有办法全然的降服。
You still think, you know, if I give this up, I'm going to be so miserable.
你或许还在想，如果我放弃这个的话，那生活太糟糕了。
Read those chapters.
你来读这些章节。
And ask yourself.
然后问你自己。
Would a God who loves me this much do anything that is for my harm?
这样一位如此爱我的神，他难道会做什么事来伤害我吗？
If you're an unbeliever.
如果你还不是一个信徒。
Maybe you've never.Giving your life to Him.
或许你从来没有将自己的生命献给神。
Read those chapters.
你来读这些章节。
And understand how much He loves you.
你要明白他是多么的爱你。
Understand that even when you have no love for Him, He loved you enough to die on a Roman cross.
即使在你对他还没有任何的爱的时候，他也如此的爱你，甚至为你死在了十字架上。
And as you're reading it this week,
这个星期在你读的时候,
I hope that somewhere this week you'll pray.
我希望在这一周当中你会这样祷告。
God, if you love me that much,
说神啊,你若真的这样爱我,
I surrender my life to you.
我将自己的生命完全献给你。
I don't want to go my own way anymore.
我不想再偏行己路。
But I want to be the child of the God.Who loved me that much.
我想要成为那一位如此爱我的神的儿女。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear God, thank you for your love.
亲爱的神，我们为着你的爱感谢你。
None of us deserve it.
我们任何人都不配这样的爱。
We could never earn it.
我们也没有办法赚得这样的爱。
But you loved us so much.
但是你如此的爱我们。
That you gave your son to die for us.
你让你的儿子为我们而死。
Thank you for that love.
我们为着这爱来感谢你。
God, I ask this week.
主啊，在这一周中，我求你。
That as we read these chapters together, this story together.
当我们一起来读这个故事，一起来读这些经文的时候。
That you will speak to unbelievers to say, I want to give my heart to that God.
求你对那些不信的人说，主啊，我愿意将自己的生命献给你。
And for those of us who are believers, as we read it, I ask that we will say, God, I want to surrender my life more fully to you.
对于这些已经信主的人来说，当我们在读的时候，主啊，你帮助他们来说，主，我愿意更多、更完全的降服于你。
I want to give every area of life to your control.
我愿意把生命的每一个部分都交给你来掌权。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.